This is The Home Run with Lee Dixon. Good afternoon. Well, at the end of this month, nominations for the 2023 Australian of the Year Award close. So head to australianoftheyear.org.au/nominate before the end of July so that your nomination counts. Now, if you're not quite sure who you can nominate for this particular award, keep in mind back in 2019, Vicky Purnell here on the Northwest Coast was the state recipient of a Local Hero Award. And to talk through her experience being part of this back in 2019, it's Vicky Purnell. Good afternoon, Vicky. Now, do you know who nominated you?
I don't really know who it was. I've got a suspicion, but yes.
Right. And what was the category you were nominated for?
Local Hero.
Local Hero. And I guess I better ask you, why were you considered a local hero by this particular person that nominated you?
Because of all the work that I did do in the community, still do in the community, supporting families of stillborn and miscarried babies.
Yeah, so you told me your story here a couple of years ago. So what exactly do you do?
I make clothing packages that are distributed to hospitals so that the midwives can just pull them out and dress a stillborn or miscarried baby and give them to the parents so they've got the full outfit there. And also there's a package of keepsakes in there for the families to keep. And there's also a little card in there asking them to contact me. And so I then do a remembrance package with the baby's name on lots of bits and pieces. So I do that after they've come home from the hospital. Sometimes people even contact me when they're still in hospital after they've lost their little one. And I also make fidget quilts for dementia patients in our hospitals.
You are an absolute local hero, Vicky. There's no doubt about it. So what was your experience like with the Australian of the Year Awards?
Look, it was completely surreal, absolutely, because it just came as a bolt out of the blue that I was nominated. And you know, even more humbling was that I was awarded an OAM at the beginning of this year, an Order of Australia Medal. So I've now got that title after my name.
How special. Wow, there's a few more. When it's hard enough to write your signature as it is, then you've got to add a few more letters. Do you utilise that title very often?
Oh, yes. I mean, it opens doors for you. I mean, I've only had it since January the 26th when it was announced that I was getting it. Look, it gives people who get the Australian of the Year title or get one of the Order of Australia awards, it gives you a platform to be able to fight for your cause and to open doors for you that you probably would never have had. It was a couple of years ago now, I discovered that the Centrelink payment for a stillborn baby was pretty low. In fact, you know, it wasn't enough for families to have a burial, for example, and if you happen to have a second stillborn baby, you only got half of what you got for the first one.
Right.
So it was only about $1,200. So I lobbied a member of parliament and they took it to the cabinet, and so we got that law and that bill changed, and the payment is up to about $3,600 now. So that, you see, if I hadn't had that award, people wouldn't have listened to me.
Yeah,
or,
right.
You know, so it does. It gives you a platform to be able to fight for your cause and to shine a light on it, really.
Yeah, well, you do amazing work within our community here on the coast, and you probably deserve a few more letters after your name, Vicky. Thank you for your time this afternoon, and we urge people to nominate for the 2023 Australian of the Year at australianoftheyear.org.au. Vicky Purnell, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you. It's a very easy process to nominate. Just go there and open up an account on the portal and fill in your application form. And if you don't have information, that's fine. The Australian of the Year office will chase that up. So if you know somebody you want to nominate and you're not quite sure of their email address or whatever, then you can just leave that blank and they'll fix that up for you.
Good advice. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.